My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well, that was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. But hold on. Here, I'll trade you.
That's really nice of you, but that ball really is signed by Babe Ruth.
So is this one. With the rest of the 1927 Yankees.
Oh, wow.
Reverse row. Lou Gehrig.
Babe Ruth. You knew Babe Ruth?
George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. I would have broken his record, too, but...
You went blind.
Yep.
Man,
the voice of the incomparable, mm-hmm. James Earl Jones.
The greatest voice in the world, man.
Look, it's hard to debate that, right? I don't even know who you would necessarily try and put up there. I know that someone might go like Morgan Freeman, like David Attenborough. I don't know who else you start throwing up there, but I don't know that there is anybody that
they
really
gotta take
does
a bad
compare.
Seat to James Earl
yeah,
Jones. Man.
Unfortunately, we found out yesterday, passed away at the age of 93. Nice long life, but yes, a man who is known for so many films. I mean, for me, I don't know about you. The first one that comes to mind is the same one as my mother, who I was talking to last night. She was mm-hmm. like, "Man, Coming to America." That was where she went. Yeah. Is that the same for you, Fig?
Yeah, 100%.
I was like, I'm sure that'll be an interesting kind of like, where do you fit kind of moment? Because I imagine for some people, it's like clearly Darth Vader, right? In Star Wars. I imagine for others, right? Field
Lion
of Dreams.
King.
Lion King.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
Absolutely one.
Yeah.
Scar. Yeah, so as Mufasa. Yeah, man. So I'm like,
I am very disappointed in you. Deliberately disobeyed me.
I didn't
That's
realize you
bad.
Had Mufasa in your bag.
That's
Fig.
Not bad. What's worse, you got Nala in danger.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That sounds like a guy that had kids.
Yeah.
That sounds like a guy's favorite movie.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sports movie, obviously, you could mention The Sandlot, but I thought Field of Dreams is one of those ones, and I was like, just honoring James Earl Jones and the legend that he is, and I don't think that you can call him anything short of a legend after he passed.
Yeah.
What was your favorite sports or performance in a sports movie? Because obviously James Earl Jones delivers some big ones.
You look, man, the voice of God is how I always put it with James Earl Jones.
Okay.
Like a lot of guys have a very distinct, like you want someone to narrate your life. It might be someone else. But when you talk about the voice of God, I mean,
big, booming, authoritative.
No, I just seen a video of him doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And he ain't singing.
Wasn't
he just talked
singing it.
He just talked it, and that thing was incredible.
I say, can you see? I was just like, man, only he can do that.
Absolutely.
And it sounds great.
100%.
Only him. So, best favorite sports movie performance?
Yeah, favorite performance in a sports movie.
Well, I made special mention to that in The Sandlot because, to me, that's one of the three that I always think Star Wars. Coming to America and The Sandlot.
Okay.
Like, because that's such a great scene because George signed that. Like, that one line right there tells you all you need to know about. He had a relationship with Babe freaking Ruth.
Great storytelling in his voice. I think Seth was making that note earlier today. Mm-hmm. The idea of just like, he is such a great performer that he doesn't need a lot. Just a little bit told you so much of a story.
That's what I'm saying. Like that right there. Yeah. One line. Oh, George signed that? Oh, wow. And then, of course, Field of Dreams. But in terms of like performance in a movie by an actor, I'm going to go number one, Denzel, Herman Boone. Remember
that's
the Titans.
That's mine right there, man.
Everybody loves that one. Everybody loves that one. I won't give my hot and spicy Remember the Titans takes, but...
hey, we here. Let's hear it, man.
And I'll save him. We got time. but God. Yes, no, you can't deny that Denzel was phenomenal in that as like the, you know, the
we play it every day
there. Yeah.
We're gonna be playing it what 13 minutes.
Yeah, 13 minutes.
About 13 minutes,
right? So there's that. What's funny is my favorite, and maybe I'm just being a dude who has to be a contrarian in some ways, it is Denzel Washington, but it's not in this film. It's one of my favorites, him playing Reuben Hurricane Carter in The Hurricane.
That I didn't know you'd seen that.
Incredible.
It's a great movie.
Because that, I mean, there's a lot of weight to it. And I know Remember the Titans also has weight to it. I'm not trying to denigrate that.
Yeah.
But like the real life weight of, you know, playing a dude who was falsely incarcerated for a long period of time and being able to bring that story to the stage and do it not just justice, but do it incredibly. Denzel, of course, has that level of gravitas.
Yeah. Number two, Gene Hackman, baby. Hoosiers.
Okay.
Arguably the greatest sports movie ever that
definitely would be argued.
My co-host over here has never
another
seen.
Another hot take.
Okay, you can have that hot take.
Goodness.
If you've seen it.
Don't need to. I know all I need to know.
I would respect it a little more if, like, you know, you actually watched
one of these days. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to hate my time doing it. But I will do it eventually just for your benefit.
Number three, always underrated. I feel like it's well, I got it at number three of sports movie performances. Kurt Russell in Miracle, man.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. And I was in high school, but I actually remember, you know, what the coach for the 1980 Olympic team, his mannerisms and what he looked like and sound, nailed it.
Got it?
Nailed it. Then I got Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And another one that's awfully often overlooked, and that's Kevin Costner in Bull Durham.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that came up for me, I'm not going to lie. On the text line, some other folks coming in from the 832. Chadwick Boseman playing Jackie Robinson in 42. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Chadwick really embodies his roles when he gets into them. Rest in peace. Let me see some other ones. From the 936, they just mentioned Sam Elliott. I'm trying to remember what film.
Richard Pryor, Bingo Long All-Stars. That's a pull.
Oh, wow.
that's a pull from a long...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Time ago.
Fig, is there one that comes to mind for you when you talk about just like performance in a sports movie?
The only one that came up to my mind was the Denzel in Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Man. He was very quotable in that movie, man.
He sure was. He sure was.
That felt real. Everything he acted in, it just feel legit.
Yeah,
that's right. That is absolutely the case. One of the reasons why he's the greatest. 713 said, any given Sunday, Al Pacino's speech. Since y'all said Remember the Titans. Yeah, Al Pacino definitely got into his bag.
One inch.
That's right. He definitely got into his bag there. 830, Robert Redford in The Natural. Very good performance. Mm-hmm. 713, this is a good one that I guess I did not think about. Dennis Quaid in The Rookie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's a very good movie.
I almost wanted to say Keanu Reeves and Hardball, but I was just like, I just like Hardball. Like, that's not about Keanu himself. I don't know if there's
I was about to say the little boy that got shot.
Yes, exactly. Right. Because look, kid actors, it's such a toss up. Apparently his name is Dwayne Warren, who played G-Baby. Rest in peace, G-Baby. But yeah, man, being able to emote in that way, mm-hmm. As a child, like I always have great respect for young folks, kids that are acting, that are able to deliver a performance.
Hell, even Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
He did
for sure.
There.
Another one from the 713. This is tough for me because Muhammad Ali, as our listeners know, and you know, was my childhood idol. I mean, the guy could do no wrong. I just loved Muhammad Ali. I followed him, read the magazines, took the, pictures, all that stuff. Put him in my room. Will Smith and Ali. Here's where it's difficult.
Okay.
He did a fantastic job as Ali, but it wasn't that good a movie. It was it was okay. You know, I feel like they really tried to protect Muhammad, Ali. I call him Muhammad. but they really tried to protect him.
Yeah.
And I know the real story because I was such a fan.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
And Muhammad Ali might be the most covered, especially documentary-wise, athlete.
But
and
the performance was great.
Sure.
As Ali, but it wasn't that good a movie.
Some other folks coming in on the text line with the various great performances in sports movies in honor of the recently departed James Earl Jones. Does Denzel Washington and John Q count? Not going to lie, absolutely went through my mind as well. I was like, I can't count that as a sports movie. We are doing a lot there. We are stretching. De Niro and Raging Bull. How is he not on John's list? John, would you like to account for this?
That won an Academy Award. I think it was Best Picture. I know it won some awards, and he may have won. So, yeah, you got to put him on the list. Frankly, just kind of slipped my mind, Mo. He was fantastic.
Susan Sarandon and Bull Durham comes in for the 713. Adam Sandler and The Waterboy. All right, 832.
I don't know about that.
What, comedy movies can have great performances? John, what do you got against comedies?
Nothing at all. But yeah, I don't know about that.
All right, let me go Wesley Snipes and White Man Can't Jump. Yeah.
That's not a bad look.
Yeah.
I was trying to decide whose performance did I like the most of the trio of stars there, right? Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson, or Rosie Perez. And you're definitely in that Wesley Snipes bank there.
No.
I think I might like Woody's performance.
Me too.
I think Woody
me
was
too.
Better.
Nah, he was legit mm-hmm. in there, man. Like I felt the anxiety of him losing the money and trying to get the money back and losing his girl. Like, no, I felt that anxiety, man.
And it's been mostly men, and shame on us, but Gina Davis in A League of Their Own, too.
Fantastic. When you said A League of Their Own, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, that's probably where I would go. But mm-hmm. yeah, I feel you there. On the text line, or on the YouTube rather, people are just mentioning movies now, and I'm trying to talk about, I'm like, Jeff, I love The Replacements as a film. Who are we going to as best performance for you there?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I was like, I don't know who I go to there. Are you going with Shane Falco himself, Keanu Reeves there again? Because I still don't know if he's the one that I go to there. It might be like Orlando Jones.
Somebody, Major League. Okay, what?
we're just having fun. Like, these are movies I like, which is great. Shout out to the 713 appreciating Rosie Perez's visual performance on the film. Obviously, we all do.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights. That's right. He was holding it down in that movie. Honestly, the kids really had some great performances in that, like in the dinner scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I may be 11 years old, but I'm...
All right. What about The Blind Side?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much I want to go there. This is the tough thing.
Yeah.
That was Julia, right? That was Julia Roberts.
No, it was the one that lives in Austin.
See, I always do that. Man, they are the same person in my brain, which is a damn problem.
Yeah.
You got me here?
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Damn, yeah. I always do that. I swear it's not all white women look like me, I promise. But those two women in particular, my brain has those wires crossed. Sandra Bullock, incredible performance on what ends up being a story that is not necessarily as
It ain't really aged well with time.
It was based on a true story, maybe not a true story itself.
Yes, exactly.
Again, salute to James Earl Jones as he passed away yesterday at the age of 93, an incredible performer. All right, so a few things remind you of. We got our Odyssey Houston Radiothon going on in support of the Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. We're trying to make sure to raise $100,000 today amongst our Odyssey radio stations to support the babies, help literacy amongst communities in Houston that are less privileged. John Lopez, I feel like we have some more people that we need to shout out.
We do. Andrea said, go Texans. She kept it, you know.
Kept it PG. I love
PG. Some dude named John Lopez said, suck it, Eric.
I think I know that guy.
Melanie Wallace from Conroe, suck it, Eric. Christina. I shouldn't have read that one. I guess I should have. Cowboys fan. Oh, well.
All right. That's cool.
We got to do better.
Thank you for donating.
We're still supporting babies. Appreciate you at least taking that a fandom and putting it towards helping Houston babies. And then also, someone did mention Jamie Foxx as Steaming Willie Beeman. Absolutely. That is a great pull there. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday. That's going to happen in the noon o'clock hour. So make sure you stick around with us in the loop, Sports Radio 610. But it's also a Tuesday, which means we will have B. Scott from Hiram Clark hanging out with us for the 11 o'clock hour. A lot of things popping on In the Loop, and coming up next, let's go around the NFL where it seems like that man number 4 in trouble again. We'll talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.